I'm not sure how much of that came out on the end of the tape, but I asked, since when you were commissioner, you fought TB, and that was the biggest public health issue in the state, what would it be in the 1980s if you were commissioner that you'd be going after?
Well, in the first part of this decade, I was able to study the programs of the Division of Public Health at their request, and to my amazement, I found that a single contributing factor that was causing much problem was alcohol abuse, because it leads to death, it leads to crime, and it leads to abuse in homes and families and so on. So in the preventive side of the solution, better control is necessary. This was recognized by the Eskimo people, particularly in the Indians, who to whom great credit goes for recognizing it as a problem in their communities and asking the legislature to do something about it. And as a result, the local option law was enacted. And even to this day, with nearly 100 villages voting no sale nor no importation of alcohol, there are those who oppose the bill and feel that it's taking away personal rights and so on. But now they have had the experience of a few years and are asking that it be even strengthened by making it possible for a village to vote on whether or not possession would be illegal in those dry cities. I would like to say that it's not limited to Eskimo Indian villages. Alcohol abuse is bad in any place. It's gotten into the schools in Alaska, and I'm not picking out Alaska, we're talking about Alaska, and it's bad there. When I did those surveys, Alaska's consumption per capita was twice the national consumption. And I don't know what it is now, but it's still high. So I would say, in answer to your question, a little lengthy, that alcohol abuse is the major public health problem in the state because of its contribution to crime, drunken driving, welfare costs, death of persons, hepatitis is going up, suicide, homicide, is pretty shocking in the state. And I will have to say that after my years of observation and so on, that Alaska's government, from the governor on down to the Commissioner of Health and Social Services, Department of Justice, I must make this a priority. If we're going to curb the toll of death from the substance itself or from the highway accidents and deaths and the crime that results from alcohol-related activities, it's a tragedy that we don't make it a priority and have all agencies and all knowledge and wisdom applied to this. That's what we did with tuberculosis. It was an all-out effort, federal, state, people, community, and it could be done with alcohol. Now, I'm not that much of a prude that alcohol is, I'm not anti-alcohol, I'm anti-alcohol abuse. a certain amount of it that is not going to lead to personal illness or alcoholism is understandable and is part of our society. But when we have it free and open with bootleggers that, and our courts don't give them any kind of a sentence or a punishment, it takes a total effort. And I'm very sincere about the need for some total effort in Alaska so it doesn't get all out of hand. And we've got evidence that where there is less alcohol abuse, there is less crime. It's been proven in Juneau when the hours of sale were reduced. I've written articles about 9 things that could be done, raising the age of 21, reducing the hours, making the responsible bartender part of the circle of events. He's able to know who should be served and who's going to be driving. And these efforts need to be, though, made totally by the state in all levels as a project of importance. It's sad to me when we have the native people asking for an amendment to the local option bill, that politics gets into the thing and is not going to be enacted or is weakened so that it's ineffective. They're seeing what it's doing to their people and their children, and they want some tighter restriction, and that's good. And with that, I'll thank you for coming. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks very much.